Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Matthew chapter 26, verse 7. While Jesus was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume and poured it over his head. Things were hotting up. Jesus had launched a tirade against the religious leaders, and they, in turn, were now absolutely committed to seeing him put to death. We learned that they had a secret meeting at the home of the high priest, Caiaphas, in order to plan how they might bring this about. Amidst all of this ferment, we go to a home in the village of Bethany and meet a woman performing the most amazing act of devotion to Jesus. At the time, it was quite usual for a Jewish woman to carry a little alabaster jar of precious perfume around her neck. This perfume could be incredibly valuable, and in the Gospels of Mark and John, we're told that it was worth 300 denarii. That would be about the same as someone would earn in a whole year. Just imagine. To say that her gift was generous would be a major piece of understatement. It was a phenomenal act of devotion. And we needn't be surprised that the disciples were shocked by what she did. They saw it as a terrible waste. And moving on to the moral high ground, reflected that the money could have been used to help the poor. But Jesus saw it very differently. He saw the woman's extravagant devotion and said that her deed would be remembered wherever the good news was preached around the world. The point is that love doesn't do calculations. It doesn't look for the cheapest way of doing things. It just loves. The woman's act of love was absolutely crazy in financial terms, but she wasn't trying to be sensible. She freely and joyfully poured out her precious perfume for love's sake. When Jesus went to the cross, he did something which would seem incomprehensible to most people, but he did it because of his love for the world. He invites us to share in the adventure of passing on his extravagant love to those around us. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your extravagant love for us. Help us to pass it on to others today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.